I have to tell you, before we get to the end of Revelation, I don't find much reference to...
We'll be right back. was NGC4414 with the track Jet Lag off of the album Chromatic. If you are a longtime listener of the show, you are already familiar with the wonderful works of NGC4414. If you're a first-time listener to the show, you've got a very large body of work to go investigate from this person who makes beautiful ambient and atmospheric works, occasionally something a little more beat-driven, but mostly atmospheric, but you're going to love it. And we started our show off with Ochio and the track Gum off of the EP Hap E. That is a beat EP, according to Ochio, and I just can't get enough of it. I mean, that song is 3 minutes and 54 seconds, and I think I could probably play it for several hours and not tire of it. Hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you will enjoy We Own This Town music. This show is dedicated to showcasing new and notable tracks from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 379. This episode, there will be around 42 minutes of music. You've already heard 6 minutes of it, so strap in for the rest of it. I want to just take a quick note to say that this episode is kind of special to me, which is odd because it's 379, but this episode marks 365 episodes that I have made. How does the math work on that? Well, I haven't made every episode of We Own This Town Music, believe it or not. You've been with me for a long time, and you probably think that that's outlandish, but there are 14 episodes that other people made. But now, as of episode 379, I have made 365 episodes of this show, which means in a regular 365-day calendar year, you could listen to one We Own This Town music episode made by me. It's just a milestone for myself that I'm proud of. That's all. All right, let's just dive into the music. There's a bunch of stuff that I've got queued up on this episode. It doesn't really have like a theme to it, but that's okay. You're gonna love it. We're gonna start you off with Monfade. Thank you. Just heard Josh Rennie Hines with the track Into My Arms off of the album Light Shade. I don't really have a lot more additional information about this release. I've only heard that song. I haven't taken the full deep dive into the album yet, but man, really like the build on that one, and the vocal performance from Rennie Hines is fantastic. Prior to that was Taylor Newell with the track If You Want That. I believe that's a standalone single that I just kind of stumbled across randomly on Instagram. Went to go check it out and was kind of blown away. I love the riffs. They're crunchy and gnarly in that song, but it's an excellent offset to the vocal performance from Noel. Just beautiful, compelling. I don't know a whole lot about the body of work of this individual, but I can't wait to dive in and find out more about it. It's going to be great. I hope there's a bunch of it, and if there's not, I will wait with bated anticipation. And we started our set off with Mon Fade and the track Street Skating off of Modest Static. I believe this is the side project of another Nashville artist known as Robots Against Children, who have put out many great records on their own, but this was an exercise. This was like a specific exercise, quote, purposefully composed and produced using humble tools in a lo-fi studio setting, quote, end quote. I recommend that you click through in the show notes and go read more about the album and listen to the full album. That song just grabs me every time, really into the whole production style and everything that's happening there. Just into it. Great to have that album out in the world, and very happy that it's representing the Nashville music scene. Okay, we're going to go into another set here. I'm going to start you off with a light and catchy one from Reno Bo, and then it's probably going to get dark from there. So here we go with Reno Bo and I Want It All.
Now
All right, that was Part-Time Filth with My Name is Filth off of Full-Time Filth. We have played them on the show before. It is energetic, to say the least. Big fan of that record. It requires a certain headspace to be in when you're listening to it, but man, it really hits the spot. Definitely enjoying it and recommend that you go check out the entire thing. Prior to that, with Dead Ruins with the track My Freya off of the album Raidho. That is an album of big riff, stoner metal, Viking influenced space rock or desert riffs. All of those genres apply, but they're not quite right. It's a great record. Some of the songs are long and epic and sprawling. Some of them are a bit tighter and tell like a Viking folklore tale. It's super in your face in the best of ways. Lots of lore, actually, to just dive into as you listen to it. We wrote up a full review over on the WeOwnThisTown.net site of this record, and it's good stuff. Definitely a fan and happy to see it coming out of Nashville. Prior to that was Lowly Dregs and the track Speakeasy off of the album Wastoid. Lowly Dregs describes themselves as slacker fuzz. That is extremely accurate. You know, that song was good when it kicked in, and it was good when it slacked off. So it was good all around. That's one that I need to spend a bit more time with, but man, I really love that track. Very much excited to spend more time with Wastoid. And we started that set off with Reno Bo and the track I Want It All off of Never Nighttime on the Sun. I dare you not to enjoy that song. I think it's impossible. It's just a great song. Definitely, you can hear the influences from history seeping into Reno Bo, but being synthesized into something new and fresh. Learning from history, you might say. That's what you want to see. Congratulations, Reno Bo. Good stuff. All right, let's jump into another set here. I'm going to do a three-song set, starting it off with the Morning After Crew and The.
What up, Chuck? Yeah. For my friends, too.
And everybody with you.
Yeah. Oh, my brother, oh, my cousin, let the devil go against me. For my friends, till the end, but I'm done with being friendly. Fuel the fire, gasoline, till I set the beat ablaze. Fuel the vibe, nothing nice, let them go about their way. Now, wait, ay, hit them with the AA, to the cachet, to the path is the back way. Rat a tat tap, put the smoke in the ashtray, grab the bag back, I'm a cat in a rat race. Just bark. I'm a pro runner that swim with the sharks.
Speak from the heart, I've been ripping the start. So where should we start?
The bag, the work, aye. The bag, yeah. The guap, oh. The grind, aye. The slime, the bed, aye. The ops, turn it the up. Greed, woo. The need, yeah. The feed, yeah. The block, aye. The pack, yeah. The work, the bag, the guap.
I'm back for revenge for my villains. We packing the van and we hopping now. Bang, bang, boom, let that thing brrr. That's a warning shot. Don't nobody move, that's a violation. Feel the vibration, beating.
Son of a revenue, son of a popping my collar, she popping that pussy. I'm throwing these dollars like fuck a receipt. Life is a beach with her toes in the sand. Morning after, and we back in the lab.
Pack the work.
Yeah.
All right, that was Butter Baby by Ivan off of the album Simple Album, which is actually an EP. It's a great write-up here from Ivan about the album. Basically, he had visions for it to be something that it would never be, and he just decided to let it go, that these songs were old and never going to make it. There's a really great quotes in here, such as, quote, "Making music is change, and it's keeping your ears open, and it's also about playing God, and it's sometimes deciding that if something dies, maybe it can die with dignity. I don't know. I hope Simple Album died a noble death and we can remember it for what it was, not what it wanted to be." End quote. Well, it's a pretty dramatic write up there, but you know, I get it. I get where that's coming from. I really appreciate Ivan and the honesty coming forth there. And frankly, I thought that song was great. It may require a couple listens for you to let it sink in because the production on it is a little lo-fi, particularly in comparison to the two tracks that came before it, which were slick as hell. But there's something wonderful and fascinating and compelling about what Ivan's doing. Go click through in the show notes and listen to the entirety of Simple Album, the EP, and enjoy it. It may not be exactly what Ivan wanted it to be, but I think it's an excellent contribution to the world. Prior to that was Raimi with the track Desires off of a Girl Can Dream EP. Man, I think I came across this because AB Eastwood is involved with one of the tracks on the EP, and that just caught my eye. But man, the vocal layering throughout that track is so good. It's melancholy verses and the optimistic as hell chorus. Ugh, very into it. Definitely go check out the rest of that Raimi EP. It's linked in the show notes. It's streaming everywhere. And we started the set off with The Morning After Crew and the track The off of For My Friends 2, T-O-O. They actually have a release called For My Friends that came out in 2018. This is For My Friends 2 in 2023. This is also for their friends. The performance on that was gripping. I mean, no doubt about it. Just absolutely in your face, energetic, grab you, hold on to you, and keep you there the whole time. And the beat is doing the exact same thing. That song is huge. That song is fantastic. Go check out For My Friends 2. I had never heard of The Morning After Crew and was so delighted to be immersed in both this album and the prior releases. I hope that you will have that same experience as well. Big fan of that. All right, let's slide into the last two songs of this episode. I'm going to kick it off with a little Makeup and Vanity set with the track Push. We'll be right back. That was The Space Cadet with Wabi Sabi Sauce off of Forgotten Melodies. Very few people do floaty and just pleasant as well as The Space Cadet does. And you know what? Track title, Wabi Sabi Sauce? How are you going to top that? That is up there with Serial Fucker Upper from Rose Violet on a prior episode. Wabi Sabi Sauce, crushing it. Very into that. And we started that set off with Makeup and Vanity Set with the track Push off of the release All Time. It's so good to hear Makeup and Vanity Set sort of stretching into new genres and styles. It's not so much trying them out as it is executing on them wonderfully. It's just great to hear some of the synthwave and kind of darker tone things falling away a little bit for something a little bit more optimistic and light. I think Makeup and Vanity Set is impeccably talented and extremely diverse, so I wouldn't be surprised to hear future releases that were back into the darkest place you could possibly imagine, and I would be happy about that as well. But it's just good to hear something a little different, and I'm appreciative of it. And you know what? I'm appreciative of you as well. Thank you so much for listening. This has been We Own This Town Music. You can find us on Instagram at We Own This Town. You can find us on the internet at weownthistown.net. I really can't thank you enough for listening. We will be back with another episode very soon. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk at you soon. Bye.